Hey, welcome back to the podcast Jumpstart. So this week we are digging right back into the podcast from scratch roadmap. So if you joined me last week and you listened to part one, then this week's going to make sense. If you have not listened to part one before you listen to this episode, please go back to the last episode and listen to part one because it's going to make today make more sense. Okay. So make sure that you go ahead and do that and then come on back here. But if you've already listened to that episode and you have downloaded the podcast from scratch roadmap, then get that out and let's continue. And if you haven't downloaded it yet, make sure that you go to caragotwarner.com/podcast roadmap to get your guide, print it out, and take action. Okay. That's what these two episodes are all about. If you don't take action, nothing happens. It's all just listening and that's where it ends. So I urge you to take action with me today. All right. So let's dive in to part two. And I'm just going to actually go through a quick little kind of run through here. What we already worked on last week and what you should already be working on or have done or you are, you know, planning on doing very soon. So we talked about our launch date. I talked about your audience and who your people are and how to find them. We also talked about your show description, so you should have written that by now, how to set up your microphone, how to get organized and come up with your episode topics, how to record and set up your recording studio. Are you going to write a script? Are you going to have talking points? And then also we talked about how to produce and edit those first few episodes. Okay. So today what we're going to be talking about is how to set up your podcast host. So another way of looking at this is your podcast distribution. So let's start there. Okay. So now that you've done all the other things, you have the episodes edited, they're ready, they're in your episode bank. Okay. And now we're ready to set up your podcast host and submit your podcast so that you get into all the players, right? So that you're on Apple Podcasts. And so what we want to do in this step is I recommend Buzzsprout as a host. So if you go over to buzzsprout.com, you can check it out. You can set up your account there. You can start with a free account, but I recommend like you go in there and you set up your full paid account because you're a professional podcaster. You're making this happen, right? Because a free account only gives you a few episodes and then you're going to have to pay. So we're not doing that. We are all in, right? We are all in. So buzzsprout.com. Okay. So when you go into Buzzsprout, what I recommend is to select the $12 plan, which gives you 3 hours per month. And also, and this is so important, is to select Magic Mastering. I want you to enable Magic Mastering so that you end up paying $18 a month. Magic Mastering is $6 a month. The basic service is about $12. And if you're listening to this way in the future, that might be different. But select those because why is that important? Because Magic Mastering levels out your sound quality. So for example, if you have recorded an intro and an outro separately from your episode, or if you have a guest and their audio quality is different, when you upload your completed episode to Buzzsprout, it's going to level out all the sounds. All the sound levels are the same. It's really cool and it's definitely a must. And then when you're in there, the next thing you want to do is just sort of populate all the fields. Like when you're in the settings, you want to add your show description. So this is all the stuff that you've already done. You did this in part one. So you want to add your show description. Then you also want to select your show categories. Okay. So you get to pick three different categories. The first category that you pick is the one that is going to appear on Apple Podcasts. So when you're looking at other shows and you see what category they're in and it will show what it is, that's the first category that you selected. And then you can pick two additional categories, and those categories will appear on some of the other players out there. And then, and you're going to see this in the roadmap. This is why you got to get this roadmap, guys. Then once you fill everything out, you're going to submit your podcast to Apple Podcasts. And you're going to go to a website called podcastsconnect.apple.com. And that is where you need to set up an account. Now, what you need for that is you need your Apple ID for that, because you're going to have to set it up through your Apple account, and then you're going to get a few codes on your phone. So you need to kind of go back and forth there. And then that is where you submit your podcast. And you want to make sure that you go through every single step, that be really careful, fine tooth comb, because if you miss one step, your podcast won't go through. It won't get accepted. And on Buzzsprout, if you go to the resources section, you will see that there's a really great article on how to submit your podcast to Apple. So check that out. They have a great resources section. So spend some time there. And then after you are accepted, that's when you can go into your Buzzsprout account and submit your podcast to all the various players. There's a bunch of players, but what's really cool about Buzzsprout is that all you need to do is press a button to submit it. There are a few players, like I think Spotify, but maybe Spotify has made it even easier, because Buzzsprout is streamlining things as much as possible on their back end, so that all you need to do is press a button and your podcast is submitted. But there are some players that you have to just go to those websites, like Google Podcasts. I'm pretty sure that you have to do that, go through your Google account. But if you follow the steps and you take your time, it's still really easy. You just have to carve out the time to do it. Okay, let's move on. So that was setting up your host and submitting your podcast. And when that happens, it's exciting. You're like, oh my gosh, I have a podcast. So then you're live to the world. And one thing I want to mention here that I didn't mention, when you set up your, and this is important, okay, before you submit, when you set up your host, you upload your first, at least one episode, and you publish it. You have to publish that episode on Buzzsprout. No one's going to see it. Don't worry. Nobody's going to see it, because you have not yet submitted your podcast to Apple. But the only way to submit to Apple is that they need to see that you actually have a podcast feed, that you actually have a published podcast, at least one episode. Okay. So that's important. You cannot submit your show until after you have published one episode, at least one episode, in your Buzzsprout or whatever host you're deciding to use. Okay. Super important. Okay. Let's move on. All right. So the next phase is our launch strategy. Now, this is fun. This is like one of the best parts. Once your podcast is out there, or you already have a podcast. So if you guys remember last week, I said, this is for those of you who are starting from scratch. But also, if you have a podcast, this is a very valuable strategy. And honestly, it's one that's overlooked. It's one that not a lot of podcasters do. I find that those that find success with podcasting implement this strategy, implement a way to promote their podcast every 6 months or once a year, like whatever makes sense for you. But it's not something that you only do at the beginning, because it helps at the beginning. But then what about through the life of your podcast. So that's the concept that I'm going to be talking about. And this is something that I help my clients with, and we dive really deep into this when we work together. Okay, so it's the launch strategy. This is a snapshot for you, and it is all explained in the roadmap. And of course, if you want to learn more, you can reach out to me. I also have a training video about what I'm about to explain, and you can find it when you go to caragotwarner.com/resources, and then you can scroll to the bottom and click on the DIY podcast tour button. Okay, so that's what I'm going to start with explaining. This is two parts, a podcast tour and a launch team. So these are the two pieces of a strategy, of a promotion strategy, both for general promotion and when you launch your podcast for the first time. So the podcast tour, let's start there. The concept of this is to get on other shows besides your own when you launch your podcast so that you can create awareness for your show on other established shows. That's important. Other established shows, right? So a great strategy is to get on a show that has some good followers, that has some good listeners, so that you can leverage that audience. And so the basic steps here are that you want to start with some research. Okay. It's really basic. That means going into Apple Podcasts, whether you're doing it on your phone or on your desktop, you're going down a few little rabbit holes there and you're checking out some of the different shows that you think that you would add value to. This is really important. You don't want to just pitch people and send out a blanket email, because once you start podcasting, and those of you who already are podcasters already know this, that people reach out to you and they're pitching someone to be on your show that has nothing to do with your show. It is so frustrating. It is so frustrating. And you want to make sure that you don't do that, because it gives a bad name to people who are out there genuinely wanting to add value on other shows. So it's not about you getting on a show and pitching what you do. It is about you adding value to another show, to be a guest, to teach something. And then, yeah, at the end, if you're asked to share your information, you share your information. Because here's the thing. It's not about pitching who you are. If you are talking about what you do and you are teaching something and people are feeling so inspired and energized by what you say, people are going to look for you. They're going to go to your podcast. They're going to go to your Instagram. They're going to search for your name and they are going to want to know more about you. And that is going to be way before you ever let people know who you are and where to find you. That's like an afterthought. That's like icing. Think about that yourself. When you are listening to other shows and, you know, they are to learn something and you are intrigued by the guest, don't you always like tap into their, you know, like the show notes before the show's even over to see like, how do I find out about this person? This is amazing. So think about that. Like, don't be so focused on pitching yourself. Be interested in helping others when you're a guest. Okay. So research those podcasts that you can add value to and make a list. Maybe it's 3 to 5 shows, and bonus points if you can think of like 20 shows. I mean, that's a lot, but why not shoot for more, knowing that you'll probably end up on 5 shows, maybe. Okay. So the whole concept is that you're going to be on other podcasts. You want to time this with your own launch so that you're releasing episodes for your new show and you're appearing on other shows. And here is the secret sauce to this. You're on multiple shows within a very tight timeline. It can be a week, it can be 2 weeks, it can be 3 weeks. You can decide. You can be on all the shows in 1 week, It doesn't matter, but the idea is that you pick a timeline and it's fairly tight so that you are appearing in multiple places and you are creating impressions, like, you know, Facebook ads, or when you think of the traditional ads concept, if you know that. I mean, I used to work in PR years ago, and when you're appearing in a magazine, or you know how you see an ad on TV or in a magazine or in a billboards, right? You see those all the time. You just remember it. You just remember it because you're seeing it all the time. It's a very similar idea with a podcast tour. You want to be popping up. So people are like, there she is again, or there he is again. There they are. There they are. Oh my gosh. There they are. Oh my gosh. And it's just going to be like this normal thing for you to know that there's someone to pay attention to. Okay. Then the second part, you know, we're nearing the end here. This is the final piece of this, the launch team that you're going to develop. So you've got the podcast tour, you know, the shows that you want to be on, you're locking that in. And then you're also going to create a launch team. Here's the concept. It's all about the power of community. I love the term, a rising tide lifts all boats. I've been saying that for years. It's not a new phrase, but it is so powerful and meaningful to me, and especially when it comes to podcasting and how to raise awareness about our podcast. We can't only be talking on our own shows and doing solo episodes and expecting that people will come. It's almost like that, you know, that concept that is kind of a myth, build it and they will come. It's not true. You know, if you have a large platform, yeah, then you will probably get more ears on your show. But the truth is here is it is about the power of community and building that community. Okay. So the goal here is to create a really big deal about your new podcast. And when you invite your network, right? So I think this is a really important point here. The people that already know you, the people that are in your email, you know, your private inbox, right? They come into your inbox, your friends, the people who love you. They're going to help you get traction for your podcast in the first 8 weeks after you launch. That's an important time frame because this helps you gain more visibility. And for those of you who already have podcasts, don't be worried about that. These are the strategies that you can also use to create more visibility and more, you know, listeners for your show. So these are the strategies to help make this a success. Okay. So to develop this launch team, you want to set up an opt-in page for people so they can join your launch team. You want to put some copy on there, you know, hey, join my team. This is an exciting time. Get on the ground level. There are some goodies. I'm giving away some Amazon cards or whatever, like a free session. You decide what you want to do. Then you also want to reach out to your personal network. Like I said before, the people that are coming into your inbox, ask your friends, ask your Facebook friends too, because your Facebook friends, you never know who they know. And we have a lot of Facebook friends. So those are the people that you're friends with on your profile, not your page. Those are two different things. A lot of people mess that up. They don't realize that we have Facebook profiles. You might have a Facebook page for your business. Two separate things. Tap into your Facebook profile friends and invite them to your team. And then, you know, you created those freebies, right? You already have incentives, freebies, maybe a free resource guide, free session that they can come on, a free coaching session. And then what you want to do is you want to create all the social content, the social media content for the launch team so that they can share it out. Now, there's a more extensive piece to this, and it's something that I work on with my clients, and I provide these like kind of, we call them swipe files in the digital world, right? So that it's, here's exactly what to do. Use my swipe file, you know, add your own, or, you know, my swipe content, swipe it, like copy it, use it for your own purposes, add your own content. and this is how you do it. So basically it's like step by step, I show you how to do that. So that's the strategy. That's it in a snapshot. And there's more to that. I mean, I help my clients with that. And you can always find out more. You can go to my website. You can click the set up a consult button and we can talk about your podcast. You can also go to caragotwarner.com/resources. You can scroll to the bottom and you'll see that I have a DIY your own podcast tour and set up a launch team. So you'll see all of that there. There's lots of stuff there. And that's it. And so I'm going to repeat last week because it's so important, these tips and success strategies that I highly recommend so that you can make this actionable. I really want you to do that. Make sure that you have this roadmap. And if you're out walking, you're in the car listening, make it a priority to download the roadmap and listen to this episode again. Listen to the last episode again, like it's a workshop. Make it actionable. Add each task from the roadmap to your calendar or your project management tool with deadlines. Deadlines, make them real, make them hard dates. Nothing last minute allowed. Consider using a dry erase board so you can see things visually. Some people like to use sticky notes and put them right on your wall next to you. See your timeline in front of you. Make it live. Like alive is what I meant to say. Breathe it in every day. And block out time every day. And I promise you, you will see results. Everyone has different results, but you will see results if you block out the time. And take care of yourself. Re-energize yourself. Okay. If any of you guys know human design, I'm a projector, a 4-6. I need to replenish myself. I am someone who will put out, you know, like things like these podcasts, do webinars. I used to always do a lot of live videos and I need a way to re-energize myself, whether that means I'm going to shut my eyes and lay down in my bed and do some yoga nidra, which I love, I do every day, or go to the gym and lift really heavy weights, which I also really love to do. So take care of yourself and rest when you need it, okay? And when the scarcity thoughts come up while you're doing this, just replace them, if you can, with calm and confidence, because you got this. And if you need support, you can visit me, caragotwarner.com. You can learn about my full service podcast production. If you're like, look, I love this, I'm going to try. But if you're like, no, I need you to help me, I can help you. I can do it all for you in my Launch Alchemy program. So check it all out by going to caragotwarner.com and then you can click on the Work With Me tab and learn more about that. Okay? So take care and I will talk to you next time.